Monday.
I was like, are you going to sing the Mamas and the Papas?
Monday. No. I don't know what that is.
What?
Start off the week just like this. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what the Mamas and the Papas are?
No.
How can you not know the Mamas and the Papas? It's Monday. Everyone knows them on Mondays. Monday. That's right. Come on. No. Let me know. Monday
morning. No? I may have heard it once or... No, I haven't.
It's okay. It is Monday.
It is.
Monday morning.
Uh-huh. You're in a really good mood for it being Monday morning.
I am in a great mood.
Because they're so good to you.
They are so good to me. You know, I was up pretty late last night.
You were?
We had the collective last night.
Yes, and how do you think it went?
It was exciting.
Yeah? It was great.
It was fantastic.
I was there. I was part of the audience.
Jordan Ryman was our sound guy. That dude is legit.
Was he also doing lights? Because someone was going crazy with the lights.
No, that was not Jordan.
Who was doing the lights?
Static.
Hey, it's Matthew from Albuquerque. How are you guys doing?
Stop it right now.
Matthew from Albuquerque, are you going to school today?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't miss another day because, you know, in my science class, we have labs, you know. Do you do that when you're in there? Well, my science teacher, she makes us come after school, make them up, so, you know.
Okay, that's good, because you can't be dissecting frogs at home. You know what I mean?
You know, I wouldn't do that either, because, you know, that's both disgusting and inhumane.
Uh-huh.
It's actually in frogmane, because humane would be human. And frogs are
amphibian.
Are human.
Amphibian.
I got good news.
An amphibian mane.
Yes.
Hey, I got good news. I got bad news for you. But the good news is I went with the Amberlin record.
I wanted the good news last.
Yeah.
Yes, the bad news is I'm still coughing.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah. The doctor said I just need to start doing these albuterol treatments. I guess it just breaks up in my throat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're listening to the show because laughter truly is the best medicine. Not me. Not me.
Yeah. Well, I think it's for both of you guys because you both make me laugh in the morning. That's a good thing.
Oh, you don't have to lie for Mitch.
Oh,
it's okay.
Sweet.
Hey, Mitch. So, Mitch, are you excited to run the show while Steve-O's gone?
Huh? Am I excited? Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Well, you know, you can do it. All you have to do is put your mind to it.
That's right.
All you had to do.
Also, your fingertips, because there's a lot to do, and if you can't
figure that out,
push the faders up and down with your mind.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you physically put your mind to it and use your forehead to bring
that's
up
my forehead.
My mic.
Yes. Can you guys play something for me this morning?
Absolutely.
Hey, do you guys have the song? It's called Home by Phillips.
Oh, that's such a great song.
Can you guys play that for me?
We're going to have to play it a little later, but we will definitely play it because we just played that one not too long ago.
Oh, thank you, guys. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, bye. Matthew from Albuquerque.
That was really nice of him.
It was really kind.
We really did, right?
Didn't we just... I swear I woke up to it. I did.
You woke up to that.
I really did. And by woke up, I meant raced here because it was like 5:40.
You woke up super late. Okay.
Yeah.
So you woke up late because you had a late night.
We did. The collective was super fun at the Lobo Theater last night. I played guitar for the Echoing Green.
That was fun.
It was cool. Looked
so fun.
I had fun.
Yeah.
We loved it. We already got a second gig.
Really?
Yeah, a second acoustic like breakdown gig.
That's cool. Actually, I thought it sounded really good.
Yeah, we had fun. That was cool. There are a couple accidental awesome moments where it was like, oh, that sounded like we were supposed to break down and go all, but really the drums just did something and everything crapped out. All right, we're going to kick it in 3, 2, bam! That sounded like we were supposed to do that. That was amazing. Let's keep that every time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's some fun moments. Static!
That was amazing. Let's keep that.
Or just keep listening to us and giggling in the background. Or turn your radio down if you're going to call us. Hello?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
They were wanting to see if they were on the air, but obviously they weren't. Because no. You got to turn your radio down or you're going to confuse yourself. Like that fine gentleman or lady. I mean, I don't know.
It sounded like a lady at first.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's Monday.
It is Monday. We have Cover to Cover coming up at 9.
Yeah, we got Mad Libs Monday coming up at 7:30, so you don't want to miss out on that. I actually had somebody come up to me last night and go, it's Mad Libs Monday tomorrow. Are you guys doing one?
It's like, so exciting.
Of course, because it's Mad Libs Monday.
What other day? Yeah, no, we do that on Tuesday.
But it's Mad Libs Monday.
Right, it's just the name of it.
Oh, but we do it on Tuesday.
We do it on Tuesdays.
That would be kind of hilarious.
Okay, we should
to name
it.
Something the wrong day. And we'll do it on a different day.
Okay.
Like Wacky Wednesday on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Because the wacky goes with the Wednesdays, but we want to do those on Tuesdays.
How about we have Theology Thursday, but we do it on Tuesday because that's when
because
Pastor Scott
Theology comes. Tuesday sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
9 o'clock tomorrow, Theology Thursday?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm down.
Pastor Scott Tom will be in, so.
Oh, man. It is Monday morning, and we are... Wait! Get after it.
I don't want to.
You are no fun this morning.
I think I hate that sound effect so much. I want that deleted immediately.
I actually wasn't expecting that at
all.
I just thought it was the rooster sound effect.
No.
I've never kept it on long enough for it to keep going.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I was like, oh, they're breaking it down.
This is real. Speaking of breakdowns,
yeah.
That's what happened last night at the Collective.
That's right.
Lots of breakdowns.
It was pretty amazing. Had a blast. And it was cool.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
I enjoyed.
Yeah. Are we done with the recap of that? There are going to be pictures eventually, I think. I hope, because there was a freaky camera guy like taking lots of photos.
Yeah,
so.
I was like, dang, he's getting a lot of pictures of Echo and Green.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then like.
Hopefully that means he was a real photographer. They'll be up somewhere.
Yeah, no, he...
I'm just kidding. He's...
Yes.
Yeah.
CalvaryABQ.org eventually.
Eventually.
Not now.
Steve Ryman threw up a pretty awesome photo. Yeah, he did. A really great photo.
Will you stop it? Is he all right?
Yeah,
is
he's feeling much better.
Okay.
Yeah. It was awful, but it turns out it turned into a really cool picture of me.
Oh.
So he put it on Instagram.
Man. Yeah. Did he tag you?
He did.
Good.
He did. So, looks just like me.
Does it look like your shadow?
Yeah, it does.
That's crazy.
Right,
it's the only thing that I can think throat might look like.
Oh, my shadow?
Your shadow.
Wow, it's Monday morning. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Static Radio.
For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Yep. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Make sure you get to Culture Shock. Find out all the deets.
Oh, this song.
Talk about the Punkins who just got done with their tour with Amberlynn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that was a fast tour. Or maybe it wasn't, and we just didn't see it, so.
It was. They were doing Oceana Cover to Cover, their brand new record.
That's so cool.
Yep. And then they did, some pretty awesome hits after that.
Yeah, I don't think they
like
can get away.
One.
Yeah, I don't think that they can get away without singing some old songs as well.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is how I felt last
night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nope. What just happened? What is happening?
Just turn it down. Just turn it down.
What just happened?
I don't know. This is really bad. I'm so sorry about that. Are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm just really sorry.
Is that the board?
Yeah, no, that was the song.
Why is everything old and falling apart?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's Monday. Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It is here.
If you went to a concert, like, for the Smashing Pumpkins, and they didn't play any old stuff, would you be really disappointed?
Of course I would. Yeah. They did play all their, like, super awesome hits. They played Tonight.
They'd have to.
They played Disarm. I feel like they'd have to. Because if you went to a show and they just started playing all new stuff... Yeah.
It's always the worst.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know any of this.
That's why you just have to make sure you either stay a fan or make sure the band just isn't terrible.
Yeah.
That their repertoire is awesome.
Decent, at least.
Everything.
Oh, always.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean?
Static!
Good morning. Speaking of older songs.
Yeah.
I was thinking about something when you were talking, I think, with Scott Tom about Open Theology a few days ago.
Oh, is that David Crowder? Were you going to say David Crowder?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't want you to play David Crowder, please.
Okay. Well, he's got an open theism song.
No, I don't want a song that... I don't want a song that promotes open theism.
Right, right. That's good.
I want a song that shows that open theism is wrong.
Oh, cool.
Johnny Cash has an older song, Going by the Book. I don't think he'll play that song.
No, we'd have to go find it.
Yeah, we'd have to find it for sure.
But you know what it is, right?
Going by the Book.
I've never heard it.
Write it down, YouTube it, find it, whatever.
Booyah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Written down. And
we'll do that.
It exactly does not teach open theism.
That's good. That's really good.
That is really good.
I like that. Going by the Book. It is written down.
So, Steve, my son is, he plays drums and guitar. Who do you think is the best drummer in contemporary Christian rock and roll?
Oh, man.
Okay, that's a hard one, because he has a lot of friends.
Is that a can of worms?
Not really. I would say Nate Young, without a doubt.
Okay.
I don't have to bat an eye at it.
You know what? Everything he did on this latest album for Anne Berlin, Vital, yeah, is amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
So, Nathan Young, hands down.
Okay. And you're being completely realistic and no favorites. And
yeah,
like
no
that.
Favoritism. I've known that kid since he was 17, and I've seen him grow into the drummer that he is now, and he is one of the most incredible drummers I've ever seen live. And that's not like a, hey, out of contemporary Christian artists. That's a, out of any artist, I think Nate Young is one of the best drummers in the world.
Oh, wow.
So, and
well,
a lot of drummer friends who would say the same thing. So,
that's
and those
cool.
guys count way more than I do. So.
Okay.
Count
yeah.
Because they count.
They count in their mind.
Where's my? Come on.
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know. It was an accidental joke. So, right on, man.
Okay.
Thanks for the call and the question.
Okay. Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to get a suggestion in this morning. It is Mad Lib Monday, so we will be doing that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
I'm excited. We're going to need you to call in.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
And cover to cover, we need your suggestions for that so we can get our vote on for whatever record we want to do. We'll do that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get that going as far as votes and what's not. We got a request from Matthew. I'm going to go ahead
for
and
play some
it.
Philip Phillips.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm still mad at his parents. That's the worst name.
Oh, for Philip?
Yeah.
For real?
Philip Phillips?
What is his middle name? What do you think it is?
Phil.
Phil?
Philip Phil. Philip Phil Phillips. Philip.
Phil.
It should just be Phil Philip Phillips.
That
should have been Phil Philip.
But Phil is.
Gosh, this is such a bad name, but a great song.
Lucky for him, he's got some talent.
See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Hold on. Me without you.
Good morning.
Bullets of Binary. Steve-O and Mitch, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Monday.
Monday.
Oh, man. Now you're going to make me want to play another Monday song. Because we got so many of them.
Why are there so many songs about Monday? Is there an answer to this? Is it because everybody is really depressed about Monday? And so
apparently.
They're like, if I make a song, no one's going to be depressed about it.
Maybe. I'm not depressed about Mondays. I was excited to get back to work.
Okay.
Fine. I'm serious.
No, I was too, except I just had a late night, and I'm no rock star. Like, every time I go to a concert, I'm like, woo, I'm awesome, this is so cool, I'm out late, and then I pay for it the next morning, and I realize, I can't do that.
You can, because we're doing great. Huh? We can do this.
I feel good now.
You just don't have to think about the fact that you only got, like, 5 hours of sleep.
Oh my gosh, why would you say that?
Because, you know what? I was thinking about this last night. We were at that show, playing.
Yes.
My wife had contractions there a couple times.
I was wondering how she was doing.
She's doing well. Yeah.
Baby.
It's maybe this is why I'm excited for work, because I know I'm going to be taking some time off. So.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't think. Here's the thing.
I'm not going to be here.
I just. No. Oh my God. I just don't think that you can go.
I got to go.
I don't.
I gotta go, Mitch.
I don't want you to go.
I know. I'm having a baby.
You're having a baby?
I'm not having a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be like a month. mean, I'm not having a
Why
baby.
Why would you have a baby and not even tell me?
Yeah, yeah. So.
Okay.
This just in.
No!
Man has baby. That'd be a weird, weird story.
Actually, they did have that story, but it ended up just being a girl who had turned herself into a man.
Oh, that doesn't count.
That was like a few years ago. Count. Everybody was freaking out. They're like, what?
That kid's not going to grow up confused.
Yeah, right?
So anyways. So it's Monday. Hi. How's it going?
I was reading a really interesting story.
Yeah, I want to talk about this.
Okay.
Because, you know, All Vestween coming up on Wednesday.
Yes. Well, and we're always looking for a way. Okay, we're going to eat lots of candy.
Oh, yeah.
Most
lots
likely.
And lots of it. I have multiple boys. They're going to come home with bags and bags of candy.
And that's like the best time of the day for you because then you're like, yes, free candy.
Well, but there's like a fee, you know, finder's fee. So there's like a, they have to, yeah, pay the toll.
That's good.
There's a dad tax.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But after that and throughout the year, we're all looking for ways to burn calories.
Yeah, because we eat so much junk. Think about this season. We got Halloween. We've got Thanksgiving. We got Christmas. All these amazing feasts that we're going to be chowing down on.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have a list of horror movies.
Oh!
That will help you burn calories.
Oh! What?
Okay, according to a new study, watching horror movies burns calories. That's because being scared increases your heart rate. Scary movies can...
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, scary movies can cause people to burn one-third more calories than normal, and they could burn the equivalent of a candy bar during a 90-minute movie.
Couldn't they just have done this with any movie? Like, think of action movies like Lord of the Rings. Your heart rate gets going for, like, the battle scenes, and no, maybe not as much.
Not as much. It's more out of, like, excitement. Like, wow, this looks so great, but, like, you're terrified during scary movies.
My son, our dear friends, the Belvilles,
yes,
have a party, an all Vestween party every year.
Mm-hmm.
It was this last weekend, and Jack actually won the costume contest. There was like an award and everything.
It was amazing.
He looked like the Invisible Man, Claude Rains from the 40s. And yeah, so it was exciting. We're actually going through those horror movies right now, if you can call them that. Because I think they're hilarious, but the boys are like, oh, so suspenseful.
That's so great.
And they love them because there's nothing gory. There's nothing gnarly about them. It's the music. It's the acting. It's great. It's great. Static.
Okay. I have the perfect Monday song.
Okay.
All right. Okay. It's not Christian or whatever, but it's old. It's the Mamas and the Papas Monday Monday.
How long have you been listening this morning?
Since like 6:15.
Okay. Oh, see? You just missed it then. We sang that this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah, here, check it. I'm going to just go ahead and play it for you right now. Here you go.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
All right, there you go. Perfect Monday song. He's right.
Want to hear That's anything right. about mamas and papas? I think of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
The mamas and the papas.
Yeah, because the mama bear
Cass.
And the papa bear.
No, mama Cass. Papa Cass.
Papa Bear.
I don't know.
Goldilocks.
I was waiting for Stever to like flash his lights, but he's not in there listening right
now.
Yeah,
no, so. He's not listening to us.
Anyway,
talking about
burning calories.
Burning calories and how we can. You can.
This is the weirdest study of all time.
Watch horror movies. Okay, so I have 10 movies that you can watch. I don't suggest you do it.
Right, I was going to say.
But that you can to burn a certain amount of calories. If people who watch The Shining burned 184 calories.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Jaws.
That movie was boring.
Okay, not for like the first time. Jaws, 161 calories.
I'm helping people out right now. Just this music is getting my heart rate going.
Stresses me out.
You know this movie's rated PG?
Is it?
Yeah, I don't recommend it. My mother-in-law, I've told the story before. My mother-in-law bought Jaws for my son, who is 9.
Because it's PG.
Because it's PG. He was 7 at the time.
Oh, gosh.
For Christmas, because he loves sharks. His sharks everything.
No
he had a shark
way.
Birthday party. I built him this huge shark. He has great white stuff everywhere. He loves sharks. And so my mother-in-law, who had not seen Jaws in years, said, oh, it's PG. Okay, that's good. You can watch PG. Yeah.
No.
It's PG because PG-13 didn't exist yet.
Yeah.
So I'm promising you it would be PG-13, in which case, absolutely terrifying for anyone, including myself. So I was like, what? This is definitely not PG. Well, we can't turn it off now because we're like halfway through. We might as well just finish it, right? Am I right? Okay, good. Woo! Yes! Burning calories!
Yes. 161. calories.
Huh, nice.
But what's weird is that third on the list is, and I've never seen this movie mostly because I'm afraid, is The Exorcist.
Ugh.
And you burn less calories watching The Exorcist.
Lies. This is the stupidest
158
survey
calories.
Thing. What is it, a study?
Yeah.
Who did this study?
It just says according
Universal
to
Studios?
Probably. University of Westminster.
Ah, yes.
So The Exorcist is only 158 calories, while Jaws is 161. Alien, 152. Did I get your heart rate going? Burning calories?
Yeah.
Saw, 133.
Ugh, I hate those.
Yeah.
That is stupid.
Nightmare on Elm Street, 118.
Okay.
Paranormal Activity.
Somebody saw all these and like checked their calorie count.
No.
They were checking how many calories they were burning watching a bunch of stupid horror movies.
The Blair Witch Project, 107.
Oh, that is the stupidest movie.
I know.
There's some dumb movies on this list.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, man.
105. And then
I don't recommend you seeing any of these.
Then there's a Spanish horror movie that I can't even pronounce. Looks like
El Pollo Loco.
The crazy chicken.
Yeah. Dude, it was scary, bro.
101 calories for that. But so that was interesting. You can burn calories watching scary movies. I wouldn't because you're just traumatized.
You know what's amazing to me about this survey is what people will go through the links to not actually have to exercise.
Right, right. Okay, can I ask a question? And this may just be showing ignorance, but I don't know what those things are where people like get on that thing and then there's the...
It's called a treadmill.
No.
Yeah, and you jog and you run in place and you're like, they're not going anywhere. They're just standing right there.
No, there's like...
It's called a treadmill.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to punch you. No, there's... they stand on this thing and then they put like this...
The band around you.
Yeah, it's like a band and it shakes.
Yeah.
Are you shaking the fat off? Like, what's happening?
Have you seen me? Have I ever used one of those in my life?
Right. Look at me. I've never used that either.
Yeah.
But I've
We're
seen,
the people that everybody else hates.
I've only ever seen them in movies.
We eat whatever we want. We do whatever we want. And we don't gain a pound.
Yeah.
It's called metabolism.
Yeah.
I would like to thank my mom right now for the awesome metabolism I have.
That's so nice. I still want to know what that is.
I have no idea. I have no idea, but it's amazing to me to see that the links people will go to not have to exercise. I'm thinking instead of seeing like The Shining, Jaws, and The Exorcist, they should just see The Exorcist.
That was a stretch.
That was a stretch. That was a stretch.
Yeah, you're stretching.
Which is what some of these chubbins need to do, apparently.
Oh my gosh. Okay, stupid things that people have done to not exercise. Okay, do you remember that thing back in the day where it's like an infomercial and you had to like put these... They look
like you're in a shock treatment.
Yeah, and it was just for your abs and like, get abs in 30 minutes or whatever.
Shocks your abs?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was always so afraid of those, but I knew people who actually had them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it turns out it probably gave you cancer.
Everything these days does, apparently.
Right?
So, according to researchers at the University of Westminster, watching horror movies burns calories. This is the dumbest thing ever.
It's amazing.
I love it. I think it's amazing. So, coming back, we got a few things to talk about. 7 o'clock hour.
And Mad Libs Monday.
Yeah, Mad Libs Monday.
Yes.
Coming up. And we've got a theme song, sort of.
Sort of.
We're just going to have to sing over it. Yeah. We're going to sing the whole song.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't even... What words are we going to be singing?
Mad Lib Monday.
Of course. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's the way a song goes.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
We'll do that on the way back. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Static Radio would like...
Construction work, Carlisle, north between I-40 and Manal. More construction, the road is closed on Comanche at San Mateo, and more construction work, the right lane is closed, Wyoming, between Paseo and San Antonio, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. They're geared up for the holidays.
They are.
They got like pumpkin spice stuff and awesomeness.
They do. I'm pretty excited. They have some pumpkin like muffins too.
Maybe I should. Oh yeah, what's that new cookie thing they just made?
The pumpkin or something?
We should just call them.
I don't know.
But we usually call them anyways at this time.
It's true.
Might as well ask them what their new awesomeness is.
Doop 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 doop.
Solid Forge, Michael here.
Michael,
my people.
How are you?
How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. Good. Hey. I just woke up. I'm good.
What's that new cookie thing that you guys are making, the Pumbrufkalagla?
The Pumbrufki is a pumpkin bread muffin cookie.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Pumbrufki.
It's like a muffin, but in cookie form, and completely different and wonderful.
So are they crunchy or are they soft like a muffin?
They are definitely soft. Definitely soft.
That sounds amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we try one?
Dude, totally. One or two.
One.
We'll just try one.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
What other amazing holiday goodness do you have over there?
Well, we have a full menu, you know, featuring our pumpkin pie creations. So your lattes, mochas, chais, all can be pumpkin pie infused. We also have hot cider, baked apple chai, spiced brown sugar hot chocolate, which is really amazing.
Oh,
so.
Sounds so good.
Yeah.
Sounds so good. I'll have a green tea, please.
What? I actually wanted to get a hot tea today, whatever.
You know, she is an honest customer, at least. Yeah. Nice.
I've had all this before, though. I've tried it. I definitely like it all. I'm just saying.
All right.
I had the baked apple chai. That stuff was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, some good stuff.
What do you want?
I think I want a hot tea.
Cool. Anything you got in mind?
Can I have like a hot fruity type tea? So I guess it's not really tea. It's just a hot drink.
Hot drink, which is a fruity tea.
Yeah. Can you like a blueberry or something?
Yeah. Blueberry, acai. I can mix them up if you want to.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I'm going to get an iced pumpkin chai thing.
Iced pumpkin chai?
I don't know. Whatever you were saying about chais and pumpkins.
Yeah.
It's.
I will take a pumpkin. I'll take some chai.
Yeah.
And we will make a pumpkin chai.
There we go.
And can we get a Stever?
And a Stever. Yes, we will do.
Okay.
Sounds good?
All right.
Awesome. Thanks, we'll see you guys in a bit.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvert campus. Sometimes you want to go where
everybody knows your name. And they do.
They really, really do. And they're always glad. And they really are.
They always are.
Yeah. So there's enough of that. Solomon's Porch. They have a ton of pumpkin stuff.
They do.
It just so happens that that's my favorite stuff in the world.
You know what? A few years ago, they didn't make it last year, and they actually introduced it to me. It was pumpkin soup.
Ooh.
I love pumpkin soup, and they haven't made it in such a long time, so maybe I'll convince them to make it.
See, pumpkin pie is like my favorite with the big old...
Okay.
Right? All over the top of it. That's got to be at least a...
17 feet of whipped cream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
And then you just... Yep. Love it.
Yeah. I like it too. Actually, I made a pumpkin pie last week.
Really?
Yeah, and it was really good, and I ate some, and then my husband was like, oh, I'll totally have some. Leave some for me. It went bad.
Oh.
And I was bitter. I still am.
Obviously.
I was like, you let that go bad. I have to throw that away now. We can't take this back.
Are you going to be okay? You guys are going to work it out. It'll be okay.
Just pray for us. That was my pumpkin pie.
Wow. Speaking of people you need to pray for, I'm reading the story and I don't even know where to begin. His name's Eric Hartsburg. He's a 30-year-old part-time professional wrestler in Indiana, and he came up with a way to raise extra cash.
Okay.
He decided, hey, I got a great idea. I'm not really using my face as much as I should. I'd like to sell advertising space as a billboard.
Oh, no, he did not.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, okay. You've seen a couple UFC fights at our house.
They always have, like, tied on their pants or something.
Right. It's, like, on their pants, and then sometimes you'll actually see it on, like, a boxer's back, though.
Yeah.
Like, but it's never...
It's like a tattoo.
It's like painted on, you know what I mean?
Or it's like one of those tattoos. You're like, hold up for 30 seconds, and it's not a real tattoo.
It's not a real tattoo. No. This guy went the extra mile. He actually auctioned off a 5-inch by 2-inch square on the right side of his head next to his eyeball. And the winner got to choose the tattoo that would go there.
Oh, no.
Tattoo. Permanent.
Okay. And
he actually ended up turning down the highest bidder because apparently the bidder requested something lewd. And in the rules for the auction, it specified the tattoo could not be racist or offensive. He wouldn't say what it was.
Okay.
The second highest bidder on this eBay auction paid $15,000. To tattoo a Mitt Romney campaign logo on Eric's head. Like the red and blue R, you know, that you see on cars?
Yeah. Okay, so. But here's the thing, Eric.
Yeah.
You're only part-time wrestler.
Right.
If you were full-time, that still wouldn't be acceptable.
Well, now I know he can't work at the Disney store.
Exactly.
I tried working there in high school, and I had a tattoo, and they wouldn't let me work there.
Nope. No tattoos.
He can't work at, oddly enough, Starbucks.
Yeah, because you got to cover that stuff.
I had to cover my tattoos when I worked there.
Long sleeves, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
I'm
it was awful.
Isn't this like the hipster coffee place?
Yeah, okay.
Covering these?
They used to have a poster when I was working there. It says, "We love diversity." I was like, obviously not. Look at this tattoo that you're making me cover.
Yeah, on the flip side, when I worked at Apple, they like endorsed you wearing short sleeves if you had tattoos.
That's cool.
Hey, that's cool. We're different.
Look at our glasses.
But yeah, it's weird, right? So this guy obviously didn't think things through. Part-time professional wrestler in Indiana. He's getting this tattoo. He says he's cool with the choice because he's actually a registered Republican. Now he's planning to auction off space on his forehead.
Why?
The things people do for money.
Okay, it's a campaign thing, right? Like, so somebody did it like to get the name out or whatever, and so is he showing his support? This is dumb.
This isn't for campaigning. This is for the fact that he's a part-time wrestler and needs to make some extra cash on the side.
Oh, it's a campaign
logo. So why not get a billboard on your face?
That's so dumb.
Yeah. He's already got this big, huge R.
I'm not a big fan of face tattoos anyway.
Yeah.
Because they scare me.
He has the Romney logo on his face.
That's obnoxious. Yeah.
Any tattoo on your face is obnoxious to me. But
a big R? And oh, my gosh.
Because what do you do after the election's over?
What if he loses? Then it's just weird.
Because if Romney wins, it's totally not weird that the guy's got it tattooed on his face. Well, you're right, my bad.
Maybe this is just a publicity thing. We all know Eric now, and he's a part-time wrestler.
Yeah.
Part-time professional wrestler.
Who needs a job, but can't work a lot of places because he now has an R tattooed on his face.
And, I mean, he got $15,000 to do this, so he's probably what? He probably has $14,500 now.
If I offered you $15,000 right now, would you get a Romney logo tattooed on your face?
No, I just said that was dumb.
Okay.
No.
$20,000.
Okay. No!
I'm like, oh, really? I don't have $20,000.
But if you want to give to Static Radio, I just might do it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, MyStaticRadio.com. Super awesome donate button there.
Yes, there is.
Go donate. If you donate $20,000, Mitch will get your initials on her forehead. No, she won't. That would be terrible.
In Sharpie. Oh, I'll do it in Sharpie.
Latest from Skyhawk Drive for you now. Song's called Whisper. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going? I'm stuffy.
You doing all right?
No.
What happened? Ew, don't do that.
It's getting near Christmas time.
Which means that you're sniffly?
I got the sniffles.
Always?
I got the sniffles, apparently.
I'm sorry.
So apparently it really is getting near Christmas time because there was a Christmas tree at Parchment's.
Yeah, I'm a little stressed out about it.
It's not even Halloween yet, and there's already a Christmas tree out.
The only place that's acceptable are like craft stores.
Maybe?
Yeah, because you got to plan ahead.
Well, yeah, that's what they're doing because they have stuff
over
there.
They cannot be planning ahead.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, why do you need a Christmas tree for it?
Because they have really cool decorations and stuff you can buy.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I freaked out.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I kind of freaked because normally I don't put up my Christmas lights until like Thanksgiving time.
Like maybe a week after Thanksgiving.
After?
When is acceptable? Yeah, I'm not on Thanksgiving Day. I'm not about to go do that.
Oh, I see. I don't know what's acceptable. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static!
Hey! So, the people are talking about Christmas decorations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other day, I was walking in Walmart, and then I was looking at Halloween decorations and stuff like that. I walked to the back of the store, and it's like, hidden nearby, but there's this huge Christmas section, like, full of Christmas decorations, like, gigantic snowman, frosty, kind of weirds me out.
Yeah, it's too early, right?
Yeah, it was way too early. Like, I don't understand why they have this big old section for Christmas when it's Halloween.
And you know what? Each year, I get really upset that most people just kind of skip Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving doesn't get any love. We need to start coming up with some Thanksgiving traditions.
I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah?
And yes.
I just don't feel like it's given enough attention.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for answering the phone, you guys.
All right. Okay. What are some cool Thanksgiving things we could come up with? Like illuminated turkeys on the front lawn.
Yeah, or you could just actually buy turkeys, like real turkeys.
No, I don't want real turkeys. I'm talking like baked looking turkeys on the front lawn. Like they glow brown.
On a platter.
On a platter, just glowing. That'd be awesome. Are you kidding me?
That thing that we always saw when we were kids, but it's not practical and no one ever does it. Like, what is it called? The cornucopia?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
And, like, the fruit is always spilling out. And
then you could have, like, PETA laying on top of it with his leg all crushed.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, Hunger Games theme. Thanksgiving. Let's do this. Here in the studio, Hunger Games.
You're welcome.
Hunger Games theme.
Are you ready for this?
I am.
It's 7:30, Monday morning, which means...
It's just another Mad Libs Monday.
I don't know the rest of the words.
Monday.
Whoa. That's my fun day.
But she said I wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day.
I don't know.
It's just another Mad Libs Monday.
There it is.
I harmonized. You hear that?
I like that.
Thanks.
That was good. Mad Libs Monday. It is time. So give us a call. 505-338-3700. The phone number. You found a gem.
I did.
Of a Mad Lib. We've been doing this the last couple weeks, and I actually had somebody yesterday at the Collective go, ooh, tomorrow, Mad Libs Monday? Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
it will happen.
And we will do it Mad Libs, as long as people actually keep calling and care enough to do Mad Libs with us.
So call in now, 505-338-3700.
That's right.
We need your help.
Yeah. Static.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the holidays that you were talking about.
Not until you give me an exclamation. The Myriad, you waste time like a grandfather clock.
Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey, Steve-O and Mitch, brought to you by Maimonides, Sleep Arts and Sciences, LTD, 505-998-7206. Thanks to Maimonides, Sleep Arts and Sciences.
Maimonides.
Maimonides.
Maimonides. That's so fun to say.
Maimonides.
Thank you, Maimonides.
Don't try and Google it, because it's not.
Because my mom is at ease.
That's how you're going to remember that now forever, right?
Yeah.
It's Maimonides. Maimonides.
My mom's at ease.
My mom's at ease. Yes.
Maimonides.
And your mom's at ease because she went to the Sleep Arts and Sciences.
Exactly.
My mom's at ease.
Maimonides. Keep putting moms at ease. They should pay us for this.
I think we just came up with the tagline. Yeah. I think they do. That's why the morning show is brought to you by them.
Ah, yeah, okay.
They sponsor us. Good job.
Maybe they can, maybe we can write a jingle for them.
Ah, yes.
Or just taglines, I guess. Lots of taglines. They'll all be about moms, but.
Wow.
I don't know.
7:55 now. Happy Monday, everybody. We got to talk about something. We just saw something that... It affected us greatly.
It did. I yelled. I did yell.
Christmas tree in a store.
Yeah, we walked over to Sopo.
Yeah.
Get our stuff. And right next to Sopo, connected to Sopo, is Parchments, the bookstore.
Yeah.
And up in their little walkway where you walk in, you're like, oh, look at all these books, is a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And I yelled.
And you freaked because you think it's way too early to start decorating for Christmas.
Yeah, it's October 29th.
Yeah.
It's not time.
It's not time. Well, I say it's not, but I don't know. Static.
Hey.
Hey, Niles.
What's up, guys?
How's it going, buddy?
Good. Going good.
Are you decorating for Christmas yet?
Not yet.
No?
When do you start decorating for Christmas?
I have no idea. I don't.
Well, that doesn't help.
Thanks for your input. So, I mean, wow.
So I have a suggestion from cover to cover.
Oh, you do? What is your suggestion?
Among Savages.
Ooh.
That's right.
That's right.
We told you to remind us 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So.
It looks like we're going to have to possibly do that one. We'll vote. We'll put a vote to it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. Thanks.
Thank you.
So here's the deal. In Sopo and Parchments, this is what I was saying. That tree has a purpose.
Okay.
It's the caring tree.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like
tree.
It's not like a random
okay.
Christmas tree where they're trying
that
to sell like
sense.
Veggie Tales.
That makes sense.
Like ornaments. Or something. Yeah. No,
that makes sense.
Right.
I can deal with that. I was
you didn't
just taking a
bet. Tables next to it.
No,
and all
I didn't.
The things.
I decided not to look at it because I thought it was too soon.
You turned red with rage.
Yes.
I'm trying to throw some green in there with you for Christmas.
For the
See
Grinch.
What I did? Red and green.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
Yeah,
I apologize.
That was really bad.
I should be fired, apparently.
Fired.
Actually, according to one school board, I should be fired.
Okay, why?
Robert Fine, he's a general science teacher at a middle school. He was dismissed on October 5th by the Pasco County School Board in Florida. Apparently, the superintendent said in her termination letter that Fine, who's 65 years old, has been involved in incidents for the past 4 years, despite being reprimanded. He continues using sarcasm and demeaning humor when interacting with students.
You're gone.
Am I gone?
Yeah.
Am I demeaning? I'm sarcastic.
What was something you said to me earlier today? I was like, dang, that was mean. Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay, cool. Keep a record. You know, love keeps no record of wrongdoing.
Oh, I don't
you
love
go
you.
Read, you should go read
There's
Corinthians
no love.
13. Wow. You should really just go. That's cool.
I was just kidding. Okay. Get it? Because we're talking about
sarcasm and demeaning humor.
Now you know how it feels.
Yeah, apparently.
Taste of your own medicine.
So, two things to talk about. We'll talk about this actually coming up. I want to know, is it too early to start decorating for Christmas?
You got a text that said no.
I got a text that said no. Well, in two days. After Halloween, apparently, you can start decorating for Christmas. But, man, I don't know.
I feel like it's an after Thanksgiving thing.
See Sarah right away. Nope.
She says
not too early.
She says no. You can let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or you can call us. 505-338-3700. My deal is that I want it to feel like Christmas if I'm decorating for Christmas. Like, you have no idea how much I've prayed for snow before.
Have you ever jumped on the roof and actually had to put lights up yourself, or does Kelly do that?
How about I've never put lights on the outside of my house?
Wow.
Never.
So then why do you complain about the decorating?
Lots of construction work everywhere. Like, the right lane is closed at Wyoming, Paseo at San Antonio. Closed due to road construction, Comanche at San Mateo. More construction work, Manal at Eubank. And more construction work. Left lane is closed, Southern at Eubank. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Hooked on Phonics. Works for Mitch.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't.
I'm sorry.
And Sopo.
Traffic is brought to you by Sopo. It's not about phonics at all.
No, obviously not.
Not about phonics.
505-338-3669, the phone number. That's 505-338-3669. Talking a little bit about Christmas and Christmas decorations. And, give us a call. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, it's Static. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I missed the Mad Lib, and so I sat in my car instead of going to school to listen to it, but I still haven't been able to listen to it.
Oh, I will reread it.
We will totally reread it in like 2 and a half minutes.
Sounds like a plan. And I just wanted to say, I feel like as Christian Americans, we should stop spending millions of dollars every year on Christmas decorations and buy toothbrushes for underprivileged kids, and that we can do the day after Halloween.
There you go.
It's true.
I like that attitude. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
She has a point. I should reread this.
I thought you were talking about the toothbrushes. I'm like, she does have a point.
That was a point, too.
Yeah.
Should I read this now?
I guess.
Really?
It's Christmas time.
But this isn't about Christmas. I guess it is. It's called The Great New Toy.
It's The Great New Toy for Christmas.
There's a new toy on the market that has everyone saying, all right. It is called the Boom Hyper Pig Box and will be in stores in December. The Boo Purple Breakfast Burrito Box is a new gadget that lets you do just about anything. It sleeps, it's dirty, it even serves Coca-Cola. It is easy to operate and requires no instructions. You can also have it custom made to be any size you want, up to 3.14 inches, and magenta color or glow in the dark with no extra charge. The original product is pocket-sized and burnt orange. There are 7.89 jacks on the product for 6V DC power and for upgrades and add-ons. You can add headphones, colons, monitors, geese, and more, and use them all at the same time.
Oh! That was creepy. It sounded like a real commercial. Yeah. Mad Lib Monday. We're going to do that every single Monday.
Every Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Just another Mad Lib Monday. Whoa,
whoa. So there's that. Every Monday, we'll do that.
Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday. Join us 7:30 every single week. And if you miss it, like that lovely young lady who just called, we'll reread it.
Occasionally.
Yeah, so that it can actually get read well. You know.
That was all right.
That was a good job.
That was all right.
Yeah. So
all right.
Niles called in earlier, requested some Among Savages for Cover to Cover.
Yeah.
We may, in fact, do that. The New York City track is one of the most requested songs on Static Radio. Yeah.
Go figure.
So I dig it. So we'll probably hear that record in its entirety coming up in 40 minutes. I feel like at a loss. I'm like lost right now because normally I would have my tablet.
Yeah. Can we talk about this? So I walk in, and the first thing that usually happens when I get here is you're on your iPad looking at stuff and getting news stories and, you know, doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen this morning. I just
show
thought,
prep,
yeah.
Email, checking everything.
I just thought, oh, whatever. He's on his phone. That's fine.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, you're just like, man, I really wish I had my iPad.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder where my... man, I'm like, what happened to your iPad?
I sold it.
You didn't even talk about selling it. You didn't talk about it.
No, I didn't.
You just did it. Did you, like, put it on...
So I was at a party on Saturday.
The fall Vestuween party you're talking about?
Yes,
with your
kids?
It
was a kids' party for all Vestuween. For all Vestuween.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't even know how it was brought up. I had now the very first iPad.
Yeah.
iPad 1.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine's dad starts talking iPads. And I don't know what happened, but the next thing I know, I sold it. Like, on the spot.
With, like, all of your pictures still on there? Did you clear that out?
No, I cleared it out. Because there's a setting where you can clear everything out and, like, reset it. Reset everything to, like, factory settings.
My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't.
I was trying to prove that I could live without it. But apparently I can't.
I'm stressed out that you did this.
Yeah, so I immediately jumped online to start trying to look at all the other things. Because, you know, they just came out with another one.
Yeah.
As if... man, like every 6 months it seems. So, but the mini, the new iPad mini, already gone.
Yeah, within 20 minutes.
Within 20 minutes, according to this article, the white iPad mini sold out. So, of course, you know, they say that it's hard to tell how much of that was really stock related, like high demand versus low supply.
Oh, yeah.
So,
they do that.
They want, exactly. You won't know that, but yeah, so I'm tabletless this morning.
How are you feeling right now?
Well, the point was because I wanted a newer one.
Right.
And now they have, what, the 4, right? The new one is like iPad 4 basically just came out, and the mini. They announced two different iPads last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm assuming everybody with like a 2 or a 3 is going to want to get rid of that. I'm fine with one of those. Yeah. So I'll just find one of my friends who has a 2 or a 3 and just buy that off them.
So when you sold your iPad, did you then Google how much you actually got screwed over by how much you sold it for?
I don't want to talk about it.
Did you?
It was for a friend.
Yeah.
It was for a friend's dad.
That's so nice.
It was cool.
That was so nice.
Had my favorite scripture engraved on the back.
That's so nice.
So maybe, you know, he'll just be like looking at it and reading it and be like, hey, what's this? And then he'll dig in. You never know. So it's worth it.
And that's how I felt that one time that my husband gave away his really nice Bible to someone that he didn't know. I was like,
oh, come on. That's like, awesome.
I was like, that's really cool. It wasn't $130.
No. Oh, cool. Wow. Wow. It's the word of God. It's priceless. It's priceless.
Well, guess what? Now you got a priceless one.
Now you got to go buy another
it's
one.
It's paperback.
Yeah. That's cool, though. That
no,
Kelly
it was really
that.
Awesome. No, it's really cool. Like, we really don't mind. I have like one nice Bible that I don't take anywhere because if I lose it or if I do
yeah,
have...
what's the point of that?
I read it at home. I carefully leaf through the pages.
Right. See, I got a really nice Cambridge for Christmas one year.
And it just sits there in the box.
I kid you not, it sits in a box and I'll pull it open, smell the leather, because it's like real leather, be like, yes, that smells amazing. Put it back in the $200 box, mm-hmm. and then go grab my $15 NIV study Bible.
Yeah, and I have one that cost me, it was pretty expensive. It was over $100.
What a waste!
And I got it because I just needed a new Bible. My last Bible, like, literally, it was falling apart. The spine wasn't there. And it wasn't, like, an expensive Bible anyway.
Yeah.
And I had it for, like, 6 years. I just was like, yeah, I'll buy this Bible, and then I'll put the same, like, underlinings in this one. I can't underline
That's
in this
me.
Bible. I'm so stressed out.
I can't do anything in it. I don't want to.
I feel like the paper is too thin.
Right.
And it's so precious. It just costs so much money.
What a waste.
So guess what? I still use my Bible that I've had for like 8 years now.
Exactly. See, and that's it. My iPad, it was like, well, see, but I use it every day. It was like, I don't need this. I got a phone. I got a smartphone. It's just a smaller screen. Do I really need this? Nah.
Yes.
This dude's talking about wanting an iPad right now, and he's got cash in his pocket. I'll sell you mine right now. Why not? And then, like, on the drive home, I was like, I just sold my iPad. Why did I do that? I do things randomly.
That was really, and your wife.
I don't think about them.
And your wife was like, that was your fault.
Yeah. We were talking about this guy earlier who, you know, kind of did a similar thing. He decided he needed some cash as well. And so he put his head on eBay.
He is a part-time wrestler, professional wrestler.
He auctioned off a 5-inch by 2-inch space on the right side of his head next to his eye. There's photos up. He's already gotten the tattoo.
Oh, no. What's his name again?
His name is Eric Hartsburg. He's 30 years old, part-time professional wrestler in Indiana. Came up with a way to raise some extra cash. Decided he would auction off a 5-inch by 2-inch space on the right side of his head next to his eye. And the bidder on eBay got to choose the tattoo that would go there. He ended up turning down the highest bidder, I guess, because the bidder requested something lewd. He wouldn't say what it was, but the rules for the auction specified. Tattoo can be racist or offensive, so who knows? The second highest bidder was a Republican who paid $15,000. To tattoo a Mitt Romney campaign logo on Eric's head. It's the red, it's a blue and red R. Unbelievable. Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
That's real.
That really exists, and it disappeared.
So he said he was cool with the choice because he's a registered Republican. Now he's planning to auction off space on his forehead, but he says no matter what, he will not get an O for Obama.
Oh, really?
That's hilarious because he's already got a big old R, so it'd be like or. You could just start. Eventually, he'll have, oh, man. That's real, bro. That is a real tattoo. You have to post that on our Facebook
page. At least you know that it's going to be covered up with his hair someday.
Oh, man.
He's
with
not
his hair someday.
He already has a neck tattoo, so.
And he's got, really, like, what is that called?
Piercings.
This? It's not the snake bite because he's got three.
He has three of them. It's the.
So here's a question. What is the dumbest thing you've ever done for quick cash? I mean, I seriously, this weekend, it wasn't for quick cash, but it was like.
I have a story.
I gave away my iPad this weekend because I'm like, I don't need it. And now I'm already like, well, now I got to go buy a new one.
Okay. So that was dumb.
That was very dumb.
But it happened and now you just have to get over it.
Now I got to move on.
But I was a freshman in college and I was also broke. So I was living on my own. And my friend and I found out that you can give plasma and get $40. And so I went down to that place, which is, I don't know if it was ghetto or just where it was, but I sat there for 6 hours and they couldn't find a vein. Like I had to go through all the paperwork, make sure I can actually give blood or plasma. And, then they had to prick my finger. And I'm going to tell you that one prick on this finger, like, I think my finger is still damaged. And this was a long time ago. And I still don't have, like, nerve endings right here.
You are such a baby.
It was bruised for, like, 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And so, finally, I get to the point where they're like, okay, now we're just going to stick this needle into you a trillion times because they can't find a vein. And they're having me, like, squeeze that.
For $40.
$40. I watched When Harry Met Sally, like, 4 times there. Like, 3 times, actually. Like, 2 and a half.
That is a terrible movie.
Yeah. I watched it because it was just on repeat. And so you're like sitting in this room. Yeah, so they're making me squeeze this, like, football, like, this to make your veins pop out. And
right.
And so I'm squeezing it for like 10 minutes and they're just poking my skin. It hurts so bad.
Obviously.
But okay, overall, they couldn't find a vein, so I didn't have to get plasma, but they still gave me $40.
Nice. There you go.
Ding. I win.
Yeah, you kind of do win. Stupidest thing I've ever done. See, the iPad to me doesn't bug me so much because I had thought about it before because it was the iPad 1, you know? I was like, I want to upgrade. Need something new. Need something faster for the morning show so that I can, you know, be talking, doing stories and all these things. Obviously, I don't have one today. It's been awesome for Mondays.
It has been.
But to me, biggest like money regret as far as like something I did for cash in high school, they always start off with like in high school. That's when your dumb money stories happen.
Yeah.
My dream car, 65 Mustang. Dream car.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted one. So my mom and I found one, like for really, really cheap, but it needed a lot of work. So got it. And then for the next, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months to a year, completely restored it. Honey bucket seats, original paint, like,
wow.
Went after it. It was gorgeous, right? Mm-hmm. So I paid like nothing for this car because it was like a piece of junk basically that had no rust or anything. It just was in really poor condition. Completely fixed it up. I don't know, cost a couple grand. Completely restored the car. Well, then I went to visit my mom at work and she was an air traffic controller. And those people, some of them who are in higher places, have lots of money.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, dude, your car is amazing. I'm like, thanks. High school kid, dream car. This is my dream car. Dude, I'll give you like $6,000 for that right now. Are you kidding me? Done. Done right now. Done.
No, you did not.
Here you go. Here you go. Here's everything. I'm just going to sign it over right now. I'll take anything. I'll take it.
$6,000?
Yeah. At the time, that was a lot of money to me.
And it was probably gone in 4 seconds.
And it's still like the biggest regret as far as like stupid things I did for cash. Because, you know, when you need money... Look at this guy.
I know. Well, he got $15,000. I know it's permanently on
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You've got to see this photo.
Yeah.
His name is Eric Hartsburg, 30-year-old part-time professional wrestler in Indiana. Came up with a way to raise some extra cash. He auctioned off a 5-inch by 2-inch space on the right side of his head next to his eye. And the bidder on eBay got to choose the tattoo he would put there. And so now he has a red and blue R for Mitt Romney tattooed on the right side of his head. He looks brilliant in the photo. Can I just say that?
Yeah, brilliant.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You've got to get there. Check out the photo.
Let us know what you think and what's the dumbest thing you've done for fast cash.
Yeah. Right now, ladies from Tall Heart for you. We are 30 minutes away from cover to cover with Amongst Savages. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. That would be Yellow Card. Always summer. Static Radio, good morning.
What a lie. It's freezing outside.
8:41. It is pretty cold.
Yeah.
It's getting chilly.
Not freezing, but it's cold.
Hey, thanks to the listener that dropped off some clothing for the rescue mission. That was very, very cool.
Yes.
We do accept stuff. We have Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission every single week in studio Wednesdays.
And we're a drop point.
We are.
For the rescue mission.
That's right. We'll totally take your stuff and pass it off to Teresa when she comes in on Wednesday mornings. So if you have extra clothing, there's plenty that they could use.
They do. They need hats. They need sweaters, shirts.
Yeah, winter shelter opening here in just a few short weeks. In November, they'll be opening up their winter shelter. They house hundreds of homeless people overnight out on the west side. They shuttle them out there. They bus them back to town. The next morning. They do a lot of great work here in Albuquerque.
Pretty awesome ministry type
thing. We like being partnered with them. Yes. They're cool people. So we'll be talking with Teresa coming up 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're about 18 minutes away from cover to cover this morning. Niles has been faithfully requesting Among Savages every single week.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to do that this morning. If you have not seen this dude on our Facebook page, his name is Eric. He needed some cash. He sold his face on eBay.
Yeah.
He auctioned off a 5-inch by 2-inch square on his face. And, yeah.
It's a bit obnoxious, but it's also not that bad. Like,
no, it's pretty bad. That's tattooed on his face.
Yeah, but
Mitch.
Thebes has a good point. He says that tattoo can't cost more than $5,000 to remove. So if it costs $500 to get, which is actually $300 more than he should or anyone should pay,
yeah,
for that tattoo, then he just made $9,500 free and clear, or $14,500 could buy him a lot of makeup.
Man, I don't know.
So he could get it removed.
Yeah, he could get it removed. That means he's going to have laser removal stuff near his eyes. It's not free. It's
okay.
Think about all the pain that you have to endure and everything. No.
People get LASIK.
No.
That's laser, right?
It's totally different lasers.
I don't know.
I don't know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Ted says, notice it was on the right side of his face. His left temple has some open real estate for Obama, and Gary Johnson could get the forehead. He won't get anything for Obama tattooed on him,
yeah,
right?
That's what he said, because he's somehow a registered Republican.
Somehow this is what happened.
And that's what he's doing for cash. His name's Eric Hartsburg. He's 30 years old. He's a part-time professional wrestler in Indiana. Came up with a way to raise some extra money, so he auctioned off a 5-inch by 2-inch space on the right side of his head, and the bidder on eBay got to choose the tattoo that would go there. I don't even know if I would auction off, like, my arm, because I have space
not
over here.
Not for permanent, you know, no.
That I haven't done. Maybe auction off. $15,000?
What if they made you get something that was totally, like, against everything you wanted?
Well, apparently, the highest bidder he turned down because the bidder requested something lewd, and he said the rules for the auction specify the tattoo couldn't be racist or offensive in any way. And so, I don't know.
Well, some people would think that Romney is offensive.
Huh? Apparently he didn't. He said,
so he's biased.
He's cool with the choice because he's a registered Republican. Now he's planning to auction off space on his forehead, but says he will not get the O.
Song's called Deteriorate. You're listening to Static Radio.
What was that?
Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
You do this weird head shake when you're talking like that.
Because that's what it means. I'm serious.
Who are you?
I love Demon Hunter.
That is the worst, worst fake voice I've ever heard you do.
It's my real voice.
All right.
This is my...
You got this, like, head shake thing every time you do that.
You look like Keanu when you do that. I'm talking about Demon Hunter. I can't hold this face.
Oh, man. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is Monday morning, which means cover to cover, just a few minutes away. And we got a great suggestion from our dear friend Niles, who calls in every week and requests Among Savages. And persistence paid off for him. Sorry, TJ, it will never. Or is it JD?
Who, it's TJ.
It's TJ, you're right. Owl City, never going to happen, bro. We did that once, and I felt like I was at Disneyland.
Oh, no, I just...
I couldn't do it.
I remember that happening, and I just thought my day was all wrong after that. It was
maybe
bad.
When we decorate for Christmas time, and we have Christmas lights in here that sparkle and twinkle, we can play Owl City, because it'll be like a little Christmas rave.
No, because Christmas reminds me of Reliant K in their one Christmas album.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Hey, we should maybe do that one time for cover to cover.
In December, when we remember. If.
Yeah, we're talking about Christmas, by the way. Is it too early to start decorating for Christmas? We saw a Christmas tree in a store already.
It was really stressing me out, but then I found out it was for an okay reason, and then I guess I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's okay, I guess.
I mean, I walk into craft stores.
It's the 29th of October.
It's true. It's true, but I walk into craft stores, and they all have Christmas stuff ready, but that's because it's a craft store, and you have to plan ahead, not because they're wanting you to buy gifts and Christmas trees already.
No. So what do we got? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Sarah says, nope. I asked if it's too early to start decorating for Christmas. And Michelle says, never. Phoebe said, I started decorating for Christmas 2 years ago, and all the lights still work.
Yes.
That's right.
See, that's the best.
We had Christmas lights up in this office up until about a month ago.
Yeah.
Except they kept getting smashed in the door.
Yeah.
So I had to take them down because it just became a hazard.
This year, let's do luminarias in here.
Just like the real ones?
Yeah, real ones.
We'll
put them on top of the speakers and stuff and light them on fire.
It'd be such a good idea.
Probably not.
No.
Thinking. Static.
So I used to work at Cracker Barrel. And
ooh.
It's intense there.
They started Christmas in late August.
Really?
Whoa, that's not okay.
Dude, you're freaking out all the old people that actually eat there.
Well, they bought it.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Ah.
Truth.
There you go. Because they're all thinking ahead.
Okay, I got to ask this. You used to work there?
Yeah.
I hear tell that there's like secret things that aren't on the... There's like a bunch of places where there's like secret things that aren't on the menu that you can still order, like grandma's favorite something or another.
Yeah.
These are true. These are true!
So you're not going to tell us the secret? You're just going to say yeah?
I don't remember, but it's been 2 years.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot.
There you go. Right on, man.
Thanks
for the call.
All right, bye.
Yeah, did you know like In-N-Out Burger, the animal style? Is that on the menu finally?
I don't know. I've always ordered it.
Right.
So
there's like certain things that you can get places. I was reading about it, and I guess Cracker Barrel's got like a secret menu.
I didn't know that either. You had to go in there and be like, I need your secret
menu. And apparently they're putting out Christmas stuff really early so old people can be even more confused. So,
Well, good job.
Good job, Cracker Barrel.
Michael says, yes, decorate on Thanksgiving with the family.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And he says, well, that's when I'd get a tree. I don't get a tree until like even a few weeks later because that thing's gonna die. I always get a real tree.
Yeah.
John says, of course it is. Christmas has become a materialistic holiday. If people were decorating for the real reason, then I would be all right for the decorations. Okay. What's the real reason?
For Christmas or for decorating?
For decorating.
Oh, I'm like, well, the real reason for Christmas is the birth of our Savior. So
so we get presents?
No!
I'm just kidding.
Man. You're a child. You're worse than my children, who actually do know the real reason.
The real reason for Christmas, okay? Yeah.
Why do we put lights on our houses?
Because it looks pretty.
I know, but I mean, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Like, thinking of some of the Christmas traditions, like the tree.
The lights on the tree started out as candles on the tree, and then people were like, oh, that's
dangerous.
Oh, wait,
my house is on fire. Yeah. Right. Let's put fake lights on it instead.
On wood. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
No, bad idea. JD says, crap, I just took mine down and now we're talking about putting them back up.
It's true. Why don't we just leave lights up all year? I would love to do that because as the dude who actually has to get out on the roof and like staple these things to my house.
Yeah.
Can we just keep them up during the year and make up holidays every month?
Right.
All right.
January could be.
Come on.
What's January?
They're my New Year lights.
They're your New Year lights.
I am celebrating 2013.
February. Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. So I'll just put red lights on the house?
Hey.
Wait, no, you don't want to put red lights on the house. Never mind. Get some weird people showing up in the house. Like, you gotta go. Speaking of, we gotta go.
Static Radio is KLYT Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Los Alamos. The Static Radio grid in New Mexico is K201BJ, Alamogordo, 88.5 FM, K218AK, Artesia, 88.1 FM, K207CQ, Gallup, 89.3 FM, K216AW, Grants, 91.1 FM, K211CW, Hobbs, 90.1 FM, K201CC, Las Cruces, 88.1 FM, K224CK, Las Vegas, 93.5 FM, K229AL, 93.7 FM, K250AB, Roswell, 97.9 FM, K220CE, Ruidoso, 91.9 FM, K212EH, Silver City, 90.3 FM, K216CK, Truth or Consequences, 91.1 FM, Colorado Grid, K214DE, Antonito, 90.7 FM, K293AO, Alamosa, 106.5 FM, and worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
Well, all right.
That commercial thing wasn't
nearly long enough. It's cover to cover time.
Thankfully.
Yeah. So Niles has been calling in every week saying, bro, you got to play Among Savages. And finally we're like, oh, okay.
Like the persistent widow, his actions have paid off.
Wow.
So here
it is. Brand new record that came out last January. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. So there you go.
I really liked that
good
album.
Good thing we were paying attention.
I was paying attention. I liked it.
Uh-huh.
I pinpointed a few of his obvious influences.
Sorry, just fell asleep there for a second.
You would.
It reminded me of Sufjan.
Sufjan, Civil Twilight, some obvious influences.
Yeah, there you go.
I liked it.
So there you go, Niles. He had requested cover to cover this morning. Among Savages in its entirety. We out.
We are.
Yeah.
That's it.
New Music Tuesday tomorrow. We got some brand new stuff from House of Heroes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pastor Scott in.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
We got some great local artists. We also have Caleb from the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park tomorrow. Going to be hanging with us.
Don't forget, it's Theology Thursday tomorrow.
On Tuesday.
Sounds better.
It's amazing. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Peace.